with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? With Mario Lopez joining me now in studio, K-pop superstars NCT 127. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
So we're your N City. Hi, we're NCT 127.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. Now wait a minute. You threw me off because I was so smooth. I wanted to get this right. Kamsahamnida.
Oh,
no, did I mess it up? Okay, help me out.
Kamsahamnida. Or 안녕하세요.
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 안녕하세요. Is that better?
안녕하세요.
Okay. I got my street cred back. Thank you. A for effort. Well, congrats. You guys are on a big North American tour right now. Okay. How have the shows been going?
They were amazing. We just finished our LA concert, which was the last stop in America, and that was amazing.
Yeah. We had about, like, how many shows? We had a couple shows, a lot of shows, and we wrapped up our whole USA tour yesterday, and yesterday was, like, it was one of... It was a bomb.
Did you have a favorite city that you visited?
I mean, like, they're all...
We each had a representative, like, we each were, like, representative of each cities. So we went to a lot of places in each cities, and we felt all the vibes and all the weather and the culture. It was really good.
Right, so nothing stood out in particular.
I mean, through this tour, we visited cities that we've never visited before. So it was hard to pick which one was our favorite. So, like,
look at you become so politically savvy now. You're not picking a favorite. I love it. Very American of you.
All of them were great.
Ah, there you go. Good answer. What do you guys like to do in your downtime in between the shows?
I feel like... when we do have downtime, we like to go around, like what Jaehyun said, just experience a city, see what is different about each city as well. Mm-hmm. But like this time around, we went to Chicago as well, which is my hometown. And I got to show everyone my house. Like, they've never been.
So that's cool. And what's the significance of the band name? What does it mean?
Well, the 127 and NCT 127, it stands for the longitude of Seoul, Korea. And that's where K-pop originated. And what we... do as NCT 127 is we want to spread K-pop all around the world, and that's what it's like in our name.
What a cool name. Yeah.
That is a cool name. I like names.
I mean,
what kind of meaning
is that?
Behind it. That's deep. You got a new EP coming out this month.
We are
superhuman.
Yes.
Right.
So what are some of the sounds that inspired this song? How would you describe?
Well, Superhuman, the lead single of this whole EP, is a new sound that we've never tried before, and we always like to challenge ourselves, and we always like to experiment on our sounds. And so when it comes to performances and also this, like, the sonic of every song, I feel like we're always, you know, challenging ourselves, and we're always doing something new, because that's what our whole theme is. Like, NCT stands for Neo Culture Technology, and we always want to have something new in everything we do. And so the sound is something that you guys probably have never seen or heard before.
That's a tease right there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's a super tease. And even though the band originally is from South Korea, you recently put out a Japanese album.
Yes, you did. Mm-hmm. The Awaken album.
Yeah, that's interesting. Would you ever consider an entire English album?
I feel like everything is a possibility because, we just like doing music, and I feel like language is very fun too, like, because each song, if it's sung in a different language, has a different vibe, and we like to experience all of that. And we also have like a Japanese member, we got American members, Canada members, so anything is possible.
And I feel like we've released a full English song before, regular, in our previous album, and I feel like being able to connect with our global fans is a step that we always like to take. And so an English album is definitely a possibility, and we're always trying to connect with our international fans. So having something like that is definitely something that we might do.
I think it's so cool, and I'm fascinated that it's the great thing about, I think, just art in general, music specifically, that it just transcends all these cultures and the fact that all these American teenagers or just people in general have become fascinated and appreciate the music. That's such a neat feeling. Huh?
I feel like we really feel that when we're talking about
breaking barriers, right?
Yeah. When we're on tour, we're singing our Korean songs, but you just see everyone dancing along, singing in Korean, which I'm pretty sure they're not going to be fluent in, and it's just amazing to see that, like, barrier just be crushed.
Right.
During tour, it's amazing.
And that's how we came together as well in a way. So it all starts from that.
Yeah,
really, that's the origin of everything.
So, I think that's so cool. So what's in store for the band once this tour ends? Do you have anything planned as far as performances or what have you for the rest of the year?
We have like and more.
Yeah. So we've got more tour dates coming out as well.
More countries, and like we're gonna meet more fans all around the world.
Yeah. So what are the countries? What are the countries? That's fascinating.
This is a tease as well, but like it's gonna be a world tour.
world tour.
We might go, you know, visit Europe as well.
Wow,
that's a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Southeast Asia.
Oh, that's a possibility as well.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yes. Awesome. And what's your favorite thing about being on the road?
Really, man. Like when else would we travel around the world? Like, we're always thinking that. And so having this world tour happening for us, it's really, like, I've said this before, but it's like a mark on our lives. If we put our lives in a timeline, like, this would be a mark where, like, you know, it's so, like, colorful. Like, when would we be able to do this? So we're very grateful for whatever, for what's happening. And we're, to be able to meet the fans that we never get to see often is another great, like, privilege. So
definitely.
Good perspective, yeah. Great attitude too. So let's get to know the band just a little bit better here. Who would you say is the best dancer?
I mean, we're all pretty good performers, but I'd have to say Mark and Taeyong.
They break it down the most?
They like to break it down.
Okay. Who has the best wardrobe?
The
best dresser.
These two guys are pretty good too.
I mean,
we like clothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
We like fashion. Yeah.
Who's the biggest troublemaker?
Youngest.
He's a jokester. The youngest.
He's a jokester.
Him and Jungwoo.
Yeah, Haechan and Jungwoo definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
They're like the funniest.
Who's the biggest ladies man?
It's gotta be. All of us.
Yeah.
No,
maybe not Mark, but like everyone else. Definitely.
I don't know.
All right. Fair enough.
Except Mark.
Who spends the most time on social media?
That gotta be you, though.
I mean, I like connecting with the fans through social media. Like, I love taking pictures.
Oh, yeah.
And I love posting that, too. Yeah.
And like, we have a member that's really good on taking selfies. And Doyoung is really good at
taking selfies. Doyoung, Taeyong, and Johnny are pretty much the main guys who upload their photos.
Got it. Okay. That's like one of our producers. He's addicted to selfies. That guy over there. He's addicted. He's a selfie.
Selfies are good,
right?
They're good. They're
so
great.
I was trying to tell him, embrace
it. Yeah.
He likes half selfies in particular. All right. I want to put you guys on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. All right. Favorite American artist.
Oh my Jesus.
Right now it'd have to be J. Cole. I don't know. It just out of J. Cole.
Dang, I'm into Billie Eilish.
Oh,
okay.
I'm into Lauv.
Okay.
Dang, that was a tough one. Because we all look up to a lot of them.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Movie I've seen the most? That'd have to be Air Bud. When I was like 5 years old, like, just like Air Bud every day.
It's an honest answer. Yeah, I like so that. Air Bud every day.
I can't think of one.
That's the best.
Oh my God. Do you know the movie Aragorn?
Aragorn.
Oh, that was a book first. Yeah.
I was
I'm vaguely familiar.
No, when I was young, I downloaded it on my GOM player, and I used to watch it like every night.
Okay.
Yeah, I was into it.
I think Dark Knight. I like the Batman series.
Okay. You brought it up a notch.
I said that out loud before, but wow, I like this.
Quick question.
I like the diversity. I like Air Bud, Dark Knight.
Yeah.
That's why you guys work.
I wasn't expecting Air Bud either.
Dream collaboration.
Lately, actually, like, I've been wanting to kind of collaborate with like some DJs maybe, like Zed or like people like that.
There you go.
Because like we can do like some dances with too, and we can like make some performances.
That'd be hot.
Yeah. Bieber, he was my dream. He is ever since I was young. Yeah, a dream.
You are a young player. What do you mean ever since I was young?
Still,
you mean
still.
Little. Okay, yeah. Got it.
I like Bruno Mars.
Oh,
that's a good one.
My man over here.
Yeah, okay.
That's a good one.
Go-to late night snack.
What's that? Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its.
Love Cheez-Its.
Cheddar.
You and my kid would get along.
Sour cream and onion Lay's.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love the Sour Patch. Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, so you lost me now. We were like this, and now you lost it.
Snacks come in different.
Favorite thing about America?
Favorite thing about home. It's home.
Good answer.
Home is home.
I'm gonna be serious, but I like the vibe. I'm serious. Like, it's one of the most things that I can, yeah, you know, like, it heals me, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Citizens.
I'm glad we went in this, in this order. Like, it came in with the perfect order.
Right. Hey, well, congrats on everything, guys.
Thank you very much. Yes. It was a pleasure to come here.
Continued success. And listen to Superhuman on iHeartRadio or wherever you stream music. You can follow them on Instagram at NCT127. Thanks again for stopping
by. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Yeah. On with Mario Lopez.